All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And as I mentioned, you know, I was thinking that it would be great if we went on ahead and had Commissioner Fenoy join us now since he's in the studio and we didn't have any guests ahead of him. No need to just keep him waiting unnecessarily. So he's with us, and it is truly a pleasure to have you in the house with us, Commissioner Bill Fenoy. How you doing, sir?
Doing just fine. It's my pleasure to be here.
I tell you what, you know, I appreciate the fact that you really do believe in being about community. And I just was so impressed when I saw you just a few weeks ago, literally on your bike, making your way around the community. So you're able to get from point A to point B faster than if you were just walking, but closer to people than if you were driving.
Well, I think the people in my district really appreciate the fact that I'm riding through the neighborhood, I'm interacting with them, finding out what some of the issues are, handing out my contact information in case they have an issue. They'll know how to not only address the issue, but how to get in contact with me if that issue isn't resolved within a reasonable amount of time.
So take us back, Commissioner Fenoy. You had your life going, doing any number of things that you were doing before you became Commissioner Bill Fenoy. You worked with kids for a while. Tell us a little bit about what was happening in life for Bill Fenoy before you ran for commissioner.
Before I ran for commissioner, I retired as a health educator with the Richmond County Health Department. And what I did is I taught HIV and STD education and prevention to the incarcerated population. African Americans are disproportionately represented by the disease, and a lot of information that we hear about sex and sexually transmitted disease, we learn from the streets. And to me, it was important that the people get facts so that they can make good decisions on how to protect themselves and protect their life, really.
Yeah. And that's a good way to put it, protecting their lives and the lives of others they'll come into contact with, because it's spreading so often from person to person. And if we're not on top of our game with regards to our own health condition, our own wellness condition, we can be passing stuff, spreading stuff, and not even know it.
And that's what has happened. Most of the people that are infected, they look at a person, and because a person looks healthy, they think that they can't have anything, but that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. Sometimes we overestimate our ability to pick up on things.
We do. We do. We do. We do. And it's just tragic how this disease have come into our community and have really taken down a whole lot of people. Initially, it was thought that it was a disease that only infect people that
homosexual.
Yeah, but most of the people now that's infected is come from a heterosexual relationship.
Well, Commissioner Fenoy, when you were doing that work, did you see a change in how members of the Black community started handling our sexuality once the word started getting out about HIV/AIDS, other STDs as well, but HIV/AIDS and how we could prevent that, how we could reduce the incidences, or did we continue pretty much business as usual?
Well, both ways. I think that you know, after having a conversation with, the incarcerated population, they were simply amazed at the facts about sex, about HIV, and about their sexually transmitted diseases. Some of them have made a change in their lifestyle. And I've been retired almost more than 10 years now, and I see people that that were in one of my classes, they let me know that they appreciate the class and that they are practicing safe sex.
Excellent. So we need to hear more of that, certainly across all ethnicities, but definitely within the Black community. So you retired there 10 years ago, and what was your next step?
Well, I ran for commission, and I was defeated, and I say I'm gonna I continue to work in the community, continue to try to be a voice for the people that I live in the community that I live in, and continue to work with other candidates that was running for office. And then I gave it another shot in 2012, and I won in a runoff, and it's been okay ever since.
That's awesome. So what have been some of the major challenges, some of the major triumphs of life as a commissioner?
I think one of the major challenges that I have is getting people out to vote. A lot of people don't understand the value of their vote. You know, if you have a district where there's only, where there's maybe 12,000 registered voters, but election time only 2,000 show up, then they don't necessarily get the respect that they would if, say, 7,000 or 8,000 people showed up, especially when you have people that are running countywide or people that are running statewide. They have a tendency to be responsive to their voters, and if there's a large voter turnout in a particular district or a particular precinct, then the people that elected to office are going to respond a lot quicker than they would if there was a low voter turnout in that particular precinct.
That's interesting. So to a great extent, the voters themselves determine just how loud their voice is based on whether enough of them within a given district get out and vote.
People that are running for office, again, this is statewide, countywide, or even district-wise, they want as much support from a particular precinct as they can get. So if they see low voter turnout, then they really can't depend on that particular precinct for the support that they feel they need to get elected. But if they see a large voter turnout, then I'm going to do everything I can to make the people in that precinct happy, because if I'm up for re-election, they can determine whether I go back in office or not.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you see the role that you play, how significant you really are to your own well-being. A matter of getting out the vote. We're going to talk about this some more. We're also going to be talking about one of the specific items that we're going to be asking you all to vote on. It has to do with a bridge. We'll tell you more about it in just a few minutes.